הלימוד הנכון מחוכמת הקבלה, אנחנו בקטע מספר 16 מתוך רבש א'.
The correct study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we are in excerpt number 16. This is from Rabash, what are Torah and work in the way of the Creator. One who has faith in the Creator can believe that the giver of the Torah is clothed in the Torah. Conversely, a Gentile who has no faith in the Creator, how can he learn Torah? Since he does not believe in the giver of the Torah. He can learn only from the clothing of the Torah, but not from the one who wears it, since he has no faith. The outer clothing is called wisdom, and not Torah. Since Torah is specifically when he is connected to the giver of the Torah. By this we understand what our sages said, should one tell you, there is wisdom in the Gentiles, believe. It is so because they can learn the clothing with the one who wears it, which is only called wisdom, without any connection to the giver of the Torah. But, should one tell you, there is Torah in the Gentiles, do not believe, since they have no connection to the giver of the Torah. And since the essence of our work is to achieve dvikut in it with the Creator, as it is written, to cling unto Him, it follows that the Torah is the means to adhere to Him. That is, while learning the Torah, we should aim to be rewarded with connecting to the one who wears it. This is done through the clothing, which is the Torah, in which the Creator is clothed. Okay, next.
Number 17. Shamati 68. A person can correct one's thought, but should only aim the heart. Make one's heart straight to the Creator, then all his thoughts and actions will naturally be to bestow contentment upon his Maker. And when he corrects his heart, to have a heart and a desire of Kedusha, the heart will then be the Kli in which to place the upper light. And when the upper light shines in the heart will strengthen, and he will add and supplement continuously. Now we can interpret our sages' words, great is the study that yields action. It means that through the light of the Torah, he is led into action, as the light in it reforms it. This is called an act. This means that the light of the Torah builds a new structure in his heart. Again.
Excerpt number 18, Rabash, the segula of Torah and Mitzvot, the remedy of Torah and Mitzvot. When one is immersed in the nature of self-love, how can he engage in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow? Since he has no desire or ability whatsoever to do anything, unless it is for his own sake. Thus, how can one be educated into engaging in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow? We should say that although man's nature is only self-love, and that which is against it is hard for him to do, to the point that all his organs go against him, but there is the matter of coercion, meaning that when he engages in Torah and Mitzvot, he learns against his will, meaning that he wants it to be only for the sake of the Creator, and then he learns and thinks only about things that speak of the matter of bestowal. And although the body disagrees, through the labor in which he exerts himself, forcing his body to work with this intention, although his heart's desire disagrees with this intention, the light in it reforms him.
Again?